And last but not least, our final presenter today is Mr. Vegard Celestina. He teaches at the same school as I do, so he's the heart and soul of spiritual life in Yiglitch boarding school, student home, being very active, and he specialised in his studies of pedagogy, catechetics, focusing on teacher as a model of Christian way of life, and he's going to give an interesting paper on how arts complement his offering of religious education in class with the young.
First of all, I would like to ask our English professor and my students to be not too strict evaluating my English. I'm a very happy person to live in context where am I more times student than teacher of our students. And that's why I would like to ask you to help me present this lesson. If I say something wrong, just correct me, please. Okay. So, title: Religious Education in the Second Year Among Faith, Science, and Arts. The Catholic school is integrated in the public education space, which is why it does not differ from other public schools according to its goals, methods, and characteristics. However, on the other hand, it is also a space where the Christian community bases their educational endeavors on Christ and his happy announcement. These two poles can quickly become a source of tension. And this tension is deepened by the fact that we live in the secularized world where science and art have bid their farewells of religion and its question, where subjectivism and relativism have overcome the objectivism of dogma, and the tangibility of the immanent has overcome the mythic of transcendent. It is the world in which today's youth is growing up. The faith they receive at home is falling apart. For them, their parents no longer present the absolute authority. They are incredibly sensitive to what their classmates say and what their classmates think. A single classmate who firmly believes in the power of the scientific explanation of the world is enough to hinder the already shaky crotch that supported the faith of the majority of the class. You know that, huh? As a teacher of religion and culture, I'm truly fond of such situations. I look at the disappointed faces, nodding at the provoker, and who would like to simply throw in the church towel. It is an opportunity, adopting Thomas, Peter, searching for the reasons of his hope. If they do not find their personal and also intellectual reasons for their faith, they might never find them at all. The calling of a school is to create an environment in which the pupils can shape and develop their own identity, learn to face those who are different than themselves, respect their differences, and learn to be open for a dialogue with people of different worldviews. The school is the place for dialogue. Therefore, we debate. The opponents speak up. Hands of fervent supporters are raised. Often, all eyes are on me. We clarify ideas, search for foundations, and call both experience and knowledge received at religious education and other classes to our aid. The truth is owned by no one and does not side with those who are better in presenting their points of view. The truth is a reality bigger than all of us. In the sense of knowing our own limitations, we can merely humbly uncover some of its aspects. Each science sees it from its own point of view, including theology. We can see more through mutual dialogue. Still, many questions remain unanswered. The more complex reality we deal with, the more it becomes clear that we will not get to the bottom of the truth. Numerous debates continue even after the bell, and to some of them we return again and again. Religion and culture, as a school subject, is not introduction to Christianity. The goal of the endeavors of this subject is not an active sacramental life of living in a particular Christian community. The goal of religion and culture is opening up the segments of human being which other subjects, due to the narrowness of their methods, cannot open up, but are of immense importance for the overall growth of pupils. It is why we discuss the essence and the meaning of the human being, the divine revelation, and existential notions like creation, sin, and salvation. We look for answers to specific issues and desires. We connect knowledge gained at the different subjects. When we discuss the creation of the world, we learn on the theory of evolution. When we ask for the meaning, we learn on Frankl's logotherapy. When we are learning the feature of the Holy Bible, we learn on literary genres and other knowledge the pupils have gained in literature classes. When we are trying to explain some fundamental biblical texts, we learn on the historical and geographical context in which they were made. The subject of religion and culture is interdisciplinary already in its method and is therefore cohesive. Some topics are close to the pupils, for they answer the dilemmas brought by their social, personal, and developmental situations. However, other challenges, which are of the same importance for the pupil's quality of existence, can be entirely foreign to them. The question is how to sensitize the content they found superfluous. In my work, I see art as an excellent helper. I'm thinking about art in the broadest meaning of the word, not just the declared top of the head creating. Its search for those domains and means of contemporary pop culture that are close to the youth, which are part of their world. Pop culture is often shallow, but not always. Many times, deep human dilemmas are hidden within it, along with enough symbolics charge for it to become a didactic starting point, opening the door to surplus. Like other sciences, the subject of religion and culture must first teach the pupils how to observe. This is why we watch various video clips, videos, films, cartoons, or we watch the paintings they already know, listen to or read poems, and discover their new, yet undiscovered, horizons. Through contemporary, often expressionally less demanding means, the young enter the otherwise closed worlds, which are of on interest to them in an unusually fast fashion. Watching the video by the music group Siddhartha titled Samoy Dini is enough to get us talking about the four dimensions of human existence. After watching Walt Disney's animated feature Beauty and the Beast, whose story the pupils have known since their childhoods, we get to discuss what love is and what is it not, why we are motivated from the stances of the main characters in the animated feature. We do not stop at the psychological expanse of the human existence, but we can also continue to the mystery of Easter and divine love revealed to us by God with his dying on the cross and his resurrection on the Easter morning. Enlightened by the discoveries we found in the animated feature and enriched by the conversation we saw returning the concreteness of our being, this one is different from the one we started at and makes a new level of creating possible. We have made a hermeneutic circle which would not be possible or would have been harder to do without the help of modern means of communication. The subject of religion and culture, next to other sciences, adds a small purple to mosaic of completing one of the fundamental roles of a Catholic school, which is a synthesis between religion, reason, and life. This is why this subject needs to be inclusive. This is how knowledge goes hand in hand with religion and values, and all three categories serve life. However, we, the teachers, also face several obstacles in the educational process. Sometimes a few bad grades are enough. One wrongdoing or badly timed prayer, and school, church, and religion are to be blamed. Faith is not influenced merely by winning battles of reason or by discoveries about the surplus of being which come out of experience. Many times emotions are the key. Even practice confirms it more and more. Emotions are the extraordinary engine of human action and even the faith. This is why the teachers have the important task to shape the space and to prepare events which will turn out to be positive experiences a pupil can base his faith upon. A young person must experience the community so that he will be convinced by the church. He must experience forgiveness so he can understand that God forgives him. And here we are. Discussing about faith and God is not enough. Religion goes beyond frontiers of reason and science. Encountering God and those who live out of their relationship with God gives wings to faith. This is why we cannot avoid prayers, sacraments, liturgical time in an institution the likes of a school. And we also cannot be without all those professors and pupils who, with their own lives, testify that religion and reason are two wings you can breathe with well indeed.